Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. It is Friday, September 25th, and it is going to be on fire. I do mean fire, 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 fire. And if you want to listen to the show, please dial in at 347-633-9376, that's the number you can tune in, and the MATA in Illinois is going to introduce internet on the cars while you're traveling in the suburbs, so you'll be able to hear me all across the microphones, whatever speakers, whatever they got, on the trains, on your train ride home. Oh, man, that's going to be really nice. So if you want to reach me and listen in, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can tune in on any phone. Or you can view my soundboard and image board. You can just type in your internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Or you can write me at Don S. McClure@AOL.com or Don S. McClure@DSMPublications.net. And if you want to make your support known for the show and give a donation, you can, or buy one of my fabulous, and I do mean fabulous, books on my website. You can go to www.dsmpublications.net and make your support known. I want to send a shout-out to all my fans, friends, family, and supporters who listen every Friday and that purchase my books and support my projects. And to my sister, my baby sister, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, man, you are a joy. So I want to say happy birthday to my sister Cheryl. And drum roll, please, producer. Broom, 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 broom. I like when I do that. We have reached 121,465 listeners and supporters. A whole bunch of crazy people out there. Wow. I mean, we are growing by leaps and bounds. And yes, I saw Renee Gibson last night when I dropped off her book, and she said, you're probably going to reach 150,000. So I guess I'm going to owe her about 10 or 15 dinners. Man, it's just growing. I really appreciate all my fans and producers and supporters. I mean, without you, I couldn't do it. And we will create a lot of new programs in 2016 and projects to help many in cities all across America. There's going to be a lot of Don S. McClure studios popping up all over the darn place. So without further ado, let's get the show started. Oh, wait a minute. But before we start my show, OMG is what I got to say. I can't believe my big sister in Iowa, in Des Moines, sent a challenge to me on Facebook that her show was better than mine, and I was almost as good as hers. Man, now it's on like popcorn now. So my producer, J.B. Spirit, asked me, he said, Lord Emperor, will there be a battle? And I say, call out the troops, call out the army, call out the legions of Rome. Well, let's look at the tape of me and my reaction when I read the news in the studio. I couldn't believe it. I was in the studio reading, and I said, what? A gauntlet? She's thrown down the gauntlet and said, her show is better than mine? To war, my troops, to war. Anyway, tonight's topic is, are you addicted to poor choices or bad decisions? Are you trapped in a world that you made when you were young, and now you see yourself in the same position, feeling like there is no way out, or that this is just the hand in life you have been dealt with, or that you have been dealt, I guess? Do you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again? So we're going to talk about that on my show, and I'm going to throw the gauntlet down and challenge my sister to a duel of the greatest shows on earth, which is Donis McClure, the one and only. Oh, man. Anyway, let me play this track that I've been dying and I've been looking for. It's by Usher, and it's called Good Kisser. And, ooh, man, when I was a boy, a little boy going to school, I could kiss, 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 kiss. And we knew this girl named Pat. I mean, she was really a good kisser. Boys used to line around the block just to kiss her lips. So I think Usher made this song just for her. But anyway, for you ladies who don't like to kiss, you better catch up, because kissing is the way to a man's heart. Not the food, not your skirt, not your hair, but those kisses, just think about it. A kiss launched 1,000 ships in the wars of Troy. Whew, that girl knows she could kiss. Let me play this track. And to all my fans in Nigeria, Africa, who are just now tuning in, I want to say, mwah, mwah, mwah. Hey, thank you for listening in. But let's listen to Usher, because I've been dying to play this I Could Kiss track. I think he made this for me, though.
Okay. Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. Watch this. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Cush is rolling. What she making, taking next?
Yeah.
Listen, the only thing I know to give it to me, baby, with good love. So let me
keep it up. We be kissing,
we be
all
kissing
night.
All
kissing
night.
Good. Just kissing right. Keep it up. We be kissing all night.
Ooh.
Kissing good. Yeah. Kissing right. Keep it up. We be kissing all night. Kissing good. Kissing right. Keep it up. We be kissing all night.
Kissing good. Kissing right.
Around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
I've been around the world. I've been down the block. I run around the corner. Don't nobody kiss like me. Man, I like that song. I was telling my partner when I heard it. I said, who is that? He said, that's Usher. I said, don't nobody kiss it like, nobody kiss it like me. Man, that's a track. I got a chance to watch the video, and Usher was just like, man. And then there's some girls singing along with it, man. I mean, Usher bad. I'll give him credit. OMG. Oh, my God. Usher bad, man. Nobody don't kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, man. You see, he's been around the world. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And my priest is tuned in. He said, did you know the Pope sent a message to you and said, His Holiness say for you to get to confession? I said, Dad. And the Pope is from Argentina. And I got a lot of new fans in Argentina. Man, maybe they told the Pope to send me a message. Don, my son, you must come to Mass. I sprinkle the water on you. The sprinkle. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And it is the 25th of September. This month is getting the heck on out of here. Happy birthday to my sister. She's a jewel. And to all my fans, to all my fans. I even got new fans in Africa, Nigeria. Don, we want to be on your show. We love you. We think you are the emperor. The Emperor of Rome. I like that. I do some bad interpretations, don't I? I always try to make fun of somebody's voice. The number you can listen to on the show anywhere in the country. If you got a telephone, you can dial 347-633-9376, and you will be listening to the great, the one and only Don S. McClure. And no, I don't have a straight jacket. I don't know why, because my producer said, I think you're kind of crazy. I'm enjoying my show tonight. And again, we have surpassed our numbers. And it's just, man, I just cannot believe that we're having such a great, great time. Matter of fact, I got a track that I got to play that's going to announce my show. And it's a challenge to my sister, who thinks her show is better than mine. And she don't, you know what, have you seen the commercial that says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can. And I'm going to play that for her. Because don't nobody beat me, nobody. And I love my big sister. She's a jewel. I'm going to play this track by Tina Turner because I'm simply the best. And I am the best, not my sister, not my cousin, not nobody. Because don't nobody kiss it like me, nobody get. Okay, all right. Let me play Tina Turner, then we come back. We're going to talk about are you addicted to poor choices or bad decisions? And actually, you can be addicted in a good way, and we're also going to talk about that. But let's get to Tina Turner, Simply the Best, because Don McClure is on the air on a Friday, and I'm simply the best.
Come to me.
am simply the best. And I still get flashbacks of those little girls running after my ice cream truck, hollering, "You simply the best." Now give me some of that ice cream. Oh, man. I'm about to talk to my therapist, Dr. K. I'm about to call her because I still get the flashbacks of ice cream. And, man, I'm telling you, when we grew up, there was this girl named Pat in our community. That girl could kiss, man. She'd had you going crazy in the hallways. Woo! Till her daddy came out the door and chased you down the stairs. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and, man, I am enjoying myself on a Friday. It is 720. The number you can listen in on is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. And in October, we got some really good guests coming into my show, a young lady that I think a lot of. Her name is Angie. And she wrote a book that's really good about dealing with life's issues when you lose somebody special. And she is a dynamic person, so I am excited about her being on the show October 23rd, and she is a jewel, so I'm just looking forward to that. But again, you're listening to my show on a Friday. We have reached some astronomical numbers, and the challenge is going out to my sister. Don't dare mess with the emperor, because I will crush you. I will crush the rebellion. I've been watching too much Star Wars. Okay, let me get one more track in. And again, I want you to think about it. I want you to get your notepads and write this down. Are you addicted to poor choices or bad decisions? Are you trapped in a world that you made when you were young, and now you see yourself in the same position, feeling like there's no way out, or that this is just the hand in life you have been dealt, which I don't believe that? Do you keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and you find it easy to say, if only people would help me, I would not be where I am or in this situation. It must be everyone is against me, are the thoughts in your mind. The meaning of addiction can be a person who is addicted to a good or bad activity, an action, a habit, or substance, and sometimes addicted to love. Now, you know, I added that in there, addicted to love. But actually, that's what the dictionary said. To habituate or abandon oneself to something compulsively or obsessively. Man, so what they're saying is you have a compulsion to do the same things over and over again, which is being addicted. But we're also going to talk about some other things. We're also going to talk about how addiction can be a good thing. But we also do want to talk about, are you addicted to poor choices? What I did when I looked at that and I wrote it down, I said, a writer can be addicted to stories of pain and sorrow only to find his life inside the characters he creates, which means that if you keep doing these same characters that are always just down and out and never winning and on drugs and abused, then you need to check that, because that's being addicted to the pain in your life. An artist who can only paint distorted images, which means that even like Van Gogh sometimes, I mean, he painted the scream, and you got to look at what their mind is saying. They're addicted to thoughts that are saying there's no way out. A singer who only wants to sing about disappointment and lost love affairs and feeling like you just can't change things in life is an addiction to poor thinking. But the truth of the issue is you can start to make better choices with stronger and better decisions. You can beat this feeling of poor addiction and turn it into good addiction. So, again, we want you to think about that, write it down. I always tell you to get your notepads and just sit down and mull over that and look at some things and see if you're addicted to poor choices and bad habits. But the good part is you can change all that. I'm going to play a track by Brian McKnight, After All the Kissing and Simply the Best. He's asking this girl, do you ever think about me? Am I ever crossing your mind? Because I was just with you the other day, and I can't get enough of you. Oh, man. He must have been kissing that girl Usher was talking about. But let me play this track by Brian McKnight, Why You Ponder the Thought, Are You Making Bad Decisions and Poor Choices Over and Over Again? Because you're addicted to poor thoughts. But let's talk about that. Brian gonna send me an email, say, nah, It's just a song. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, or you can go to the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And Blog Talk Radio Network is the largest blog radio network in the world. Man, it must be nice to be all over the darn world and to have a crazy person like me on your network. Well, that is something else. Remember we were talking about, I asked you to write it down, are you addicted to poor choices or bad decisions? Well, you know, I've had this conversation lately with a couple of friends of mine. We were talking about some things. And I told them that I had looked it up. The meaning of addiction can be a person who is addicted to an activity. That means that on the good side, let's say you're addicted to really doing your exercises or losing weight or making yourself a better person. That's a good addiction. But at the same time, a person who is addicted to an activity, a habit, or substance. Now, the dictionary always relates to being addicted to substance, but you can be addicted actually to success. And I think a lot of people are actually addicted to success because they really want to make it. And why do I say that? Because everybody wants a good life, good home, good car, whatever it is that the benefits of life bring you. So you can be addicted to chasing success, and your counterpart may be addicted to thinking that you can never make it. They may be in that addiction process that we're talking about, bad thoughts. They had something happen to them when they were a child, so they keep that addictive habit of thinking because they can't see any bright sides of life. Could have had maybe three or four bad relationships with some girls or guys, and every time they get into a new relationship, that addiction of poor thinking keeps popping up in their mind, and they keep waiting for the shoe to drop or waiting for him or her to quit them or waiting to get a divorce. It's always something that's going to happen that's negative. You ever ran into people that the first thing they say when you tell them something good happened, they'll say, yeah, but what if he cheats on you? What if he ain't the right one? What if you don't make that $1 million? See, they're addicted to poor thinking, and you have to really look at that. Because it could be your friends, it could be your relatives, it could be your mom or dad, it could be anybody. So you have to decide to be addicted to good thinking. As I said, a singer who wants to only sing songs about disappointment and lost loves, and maybe they're going through some changes and all their songs are just heartbroken, feeling like you just can't change things in life, addicted to poor thinking. But the truth of the issue is you can start to make better choices and stronger and better decisions. Everybody is going to need some counseling at one point or another. So maybe in your private thoughts, sit down and say, why am I always thinking that something's going to go bad rather than thinking something's going to go good? You need to analyze that because that's important. And again, when you become addicted to thinking good thoughts, you'll erase the bad thoughts. But actually, you can get into a cycle. You can be addicted to, no matter what happens, you just don't see yourself being at the top of something. Or you put that fear in your mind, and you keep thinking, man, I'll never get that boyfriend that I want, or I'll never get that girlfriend that I want, or I just can't find the right man or the right woman, or what am I doing wrong not to attract the right people? And sometimes when you're addicted to poor thinking, you'll say, I must be attracting all bad people, which is the first sign to say that you're addicted to poor thinking, because nobody attracts bad people all their life. Sometimes they overlook the good people in their life because they're so busy concentrating on their addiction of what had happened or what was bad, and they continue to even write those stories, so they don't get the happy ending. So they're addicted to poor thinking. Their bank account's not right. They can never make enough money. They're just not eating the right foods. They can't seem to lose weight. They seem to always be, why is this happening to me? Just everything's always bad, bad, bad. And that's when you know that you're addicted to poor thinking, because there's always going to be some sunshine out there. So I want you to think about that. That's what we're talking about tonight. poor choices, and even if you make a poor choice, doesn't mean it can't be corrected. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and we're giving out some advice tonight on, are you addicted to poor choices and you keep seeing yourself on the bottom level? Or are you really sitting down saying, you know what, I can make a better decision? I'm going to play this track called Unappreciated by a group called Cherish, and I want you to think about that, your poor choices and your poor bad decisions, because you can correct those. But she's asking her boyfriend, who she's saying, you know, I'm starting to feel unappreciated, and I just don't like this. I mean, do you want to go? You want to stay? What you want to do? What's up, baby, baby? I know they don't talk like that no more. What's up? What's up? But it sounded kind of cute. Let's listen to this track, Unappreciated, because she's thinking something's going on, and she's feeling like, hey, you ain't the same no more. I mean, you're walking through the house. You're not even talking to me. So what's up with this?
Perfect man I ever seen, and I feel
I'm feeling unappreciated. It's our anniversary, and you didn't even say hi. You just came and took a shower and went out.
Oh, man. I would feel unappreciated, too, if you walked in the door and took a shower. And she said he don't even talk to her no more. Man, you're talking about addicted to poor choices. Just say, hey, listen, it's our anniversary. And you can't say nothing to me. Like she said, it is over. Oh, man, she going to correct them poor choices. But anyway, think about that. I mean, she's feeling unappreciated, which means that she's starting to adjust her thinking. And you know what, though, poor choices and being addicted to love, it'll make you act so jealous. I've been watching these movies lately. And, I mean, these people have been going through it. I just got a chance to see the haves and have-nots. And, man, you talk about addicted to poor choices. The girl that's really pretty on there, she's just addicted to the worst choices in the world. And her mother's trying to tell her, if you change the way you think, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening. But you're so busy trying to get a dollar. And she bought two homes and a car and bought her brother a tow truck company and thinking, now, how could you think nobody's going to come after you for their $4 million that you stole? Get out of here. That's real poor choices, man. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my board is lit up with blue lights, which makes me happy, which makes my sponsors happy, which makes me get a bigger check. Yes, I mean, I love it. But you know what's so good about this? Every Friday, I get to pick out something and talk to my fans. I really like them. I love my audience. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I don't want you to be addicted to poor choices. Sit down, analyze what's going in your life like she did when she said, I'm unappreciated. And she just looked at that. You come in the door, and you can't even stay but a minute. Did you take a shower and you go back out? She said, I'm feeling unappreciated. So it's time to call it a day. I like that, too. I really like that. We're talking about having you write down, are you addicted to poor choices? I think that sometimes you can be such in a hurry to make it that you don't analyze what the decision is and what the effects are going to be. Like we were saying, if you're young, if you have a child by a young lady and you're really not ready to have a child, that's an addiction to poor choices because that child's going to need for you to raise them, guide them, make a life so that they feel better, and you're just out having a kid. So you haven't thought this thing through, and it's like, well, why is she on my back? Because you now have a son or a daughter. So you can be addicted to poor choices early in life, and they'll just drag on and on and on and on and on in your life until you decide to mature and say, you know what, I need to straighten my life out so that my children can see me in a much better light. Because nobody wants to go to career day or mom day or dad day at school and say, my daddy's not around or my mama's not around. That bothers the children. So when you're young, you got to think about the choices you make. And sometimes, without experience and without guidance, you make poor choices. Or you decide that you just don't want to finish up anything that's going to lead you to a better life. And then you can't figure out why nobody wants to be around that all the time. You know, one of the things that's so important is, again, we can get addicted to even smoking. But is that a good choice? How does it affect the people around you? I think that's one of the things that we don't think about when we make decisions. How does this affect my girlfriend, boyfriend, my mom and dad? I was always worried about how things would affect my mom and dad, how they would see me. So I try real hard to always say, you know what, my mother wouldn't like that, so let me try to do better. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight our topic is, are you addicted to poor choices and bad decisions? And only you know that. You need to sit down with yourself and say, you know what, let me look at the decisions I made last week, last month, last year, and 2 years before that or whatever, and am I in the same frame of mind tonight? Am I in the same frame of mind as I was 3 weeks ago? And I'm not looking for a solution to my problems. I'm only blaming the world. I want you to think about that. We got a track that we're going to play by Mary J. Blige. It's called Ain't Nobody. Stevie Wonder wrote this track, and Chaka Khan made it famous. So, man, let's listen to this. Ain't Nobody, Love Me Better. I don't think anybody loves me better than me, though.
My mother used to say that, Don, I think you just love yourself. I said, you know, in my, I kissed myself all in the mirror. Oh, man, I think something wrong with you, boy. I get a straitjacket. I might get $50. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by Mary J. Blige. I want you to think about that if you're addicted to poor choices and bad decisions. And what are we going to do to get you on the right track so that you can have a happier life? And they make you feel like that, you'll go crazy. Oh, man. My priest just put up a sign. He said, Don, you're a demon. You need to come to church. I said, oh, man. I told you he told me the Pope was in town. He said, His Holiness said, you need to get to confession. The Pope. I like the Pope. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on the World Wide Web. And, man, I am having a ball. We're talking about, are you addicted to poor choices? And sometimes you will make those. Sometimes you think, like I said, that you can't make anybody really love you and want you. That's just the main thing that people seem to think. And they're addicted to getting married or having the right man and all this stuff. But the thing really is that you also got to consider, does this person really want to be in a relationship with you? And maybe they changed their mind. I don't know. But if you're addicted to only getting married, if you're addicted to only saying you got to have a guy or a girl, then you're addicted to poor choices because you'll take anybody into your life. You got to find somebody that makes you happy. And if they make you happy, that's the right choice. If you can laugh, joke, kiss like Usher said, just feel like that person's right for you, then you'll grow. And please don't keep bringing them what somebody else did in your life and what JoJo did to you 8 years ago, because they're not JoJo. And for the guys, they're not Sharika. You know, she's gone now. She's moved on. She got a kid and gone and see somebody else. Shame on you, Don. Shame, shame, shame. Okay, but anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I don't want you to be addicted to poor choices and bad decisions, because being addicted means that you think there's no way out of that, and that's just not true. There's somebody for everybody out there. You just got to find the right person, and please don't keep bringing them all the garbage about what had happened. It's like looking at your bank account, and maybe 2 years ago it was on zero, but now you've at least got 50 or 100 or 2,000 in your bank, so you see yourself growing. The biggest way to break an addiction is to chart your progress. If you write down where you were last year and just seriously take a look at it and say to yourself, you know what, I see where I'm going. I'm growing now. I'm no longer that same person that I was last year. And so that's what I need for you to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a track by Deborah Cox called What a Difference a Day Makes, because I want you to think about the positive thoughts of being addicted to where you're going in life, and be happy, because you know what, we're still here, and you have a chance to correct anything that went wrong. You can make it right. So let's listen to Deborah Cox, What a Difference a Day Makes, and my board is lit up with blue lights, and I want to send a shout-out to my fans in Argentina. Man, I like even saying that, Buenos Aires, Buenos Aires. I'm going to learn how to say that. Man, Deborah Cox. What a Difference a Day Makes. And I want you to slow down with your pens and your pencils and just think about, you're still here. You're doing some of the things you want to do. And life's not that terrible, because at least you still got yourself. And you're looking good, feeling good. So the heck with all that bad thought. Throw it out the window.
Moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, Of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Oh, man, and I love those Michigan broadcasters. Actually, and I'm going to be going through Michigan to do a book signing, and the young lady that's putting it all together works for Chrysler. Yes, the car company. Her name is Michelle L. Anderson. And she's working on bringing me out to Detroit so I can have a good time, sign a lot of books, and just encourage people. Oh, that's so sweet. So I got to send a shout-out to Michelle L. Anderson, who has her own nonprofit as well. And, man, I mean, I just enjoy the people I'm around. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only Donis McClure, and I'm making a difference in your Friday. So let's just, ooh, man, I'm just so on fire. Fire. I just got a note from my producer saying, I wish you'd take some singing lessons. I'm going to fire him. What a difference it's going to make when I fire you. I'm going to play this track called I'm Not the Enemy because it's by my girl Lena. She's out of Dallas, Texas. She was born in Oklahoma. And I am just so wild about this girl. It's ridiculous. And next year, I also found a new manager for our new studio in Indiana. Yay! Her name is Kim. She works for this store. She's the manager for a store called Food for Less. And we were talking the other night. And she says definitely when we open a new studio, she wants to be the manager of that and handle the books and all the other good stuff we're going to do. So, see, we're growing. And I like that when you touch lives. Like Michigan Community, whatever their name is, that's changing lives. Oh, man. They're going to get me. I can't even remember their name. Let's listen to the track, I'm Not the Enemy, by Lena. About a track, man. I love that girl named Lena. I mean, man, and she sounds so beautiful on the phone when she calls me. I'll just go crazy. Anyway, listen, I'm not the enemy. That's what she's talking about in the track. And she said, we can't be happy till you're happy with yourself. So get rid of those being addicted to poor choices or bad decisions, because anybody can make a mistake. But you don't have to keep reminding yourself. You don't want to keep beating up on yourself about what you didn't do and what you don't have and how it that last 8 or 15 relationships didn't turn out. Sometimes you got to go through 30 relationships before you get a good one. But I want you to be addicted to the good habits that you have, because everybody has those. So sing like that, what is it, Annie? The sun will come out tomorrow. That's a happy day. Oh, man. Hey, did you know an old lady was driving before I got to the studio and had a bumper sticker that said, Grandma's Run It? And I pulled up beside her. I said, Granny, can you drive on? She said, Don McClure, I'm not thinking about you, you young whippersnapper. She said, go about your business. I said, man, that old lady know me. Grandma, you better get off the road. She said, hey, Grandma's Run It. Can you believe that? A grandma speeding. Well, actually, she wasn't speeding. She was only going 20 in a 40-mile zone. Man, but I like Grandma. She had a bumper sticker that said, Grandma's Run It. Ain't that nothing? I said, man, I'm going to talk about that on the studio. So here's to the grandmas. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you, but could you please speed up a little bit? I was almost late getting to the studio because of you. I'm going to play this track by Deborah Debs called Caught Up. And I like this track. You know, we've been playing a lot of bebop, too. And next year in the play, that song I'm Not the Enemy that I just played is going to be in the play. So, I mean, there's so many great things getting ready to happen for me in 2016. And it's all because of my fans and my friends and my supporters. I love you. This segment of the show is sponsored by Mind Influence Attitude, Inc., an organization that's nonprofit in Chicago, Illinois. And their slogan is, Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. was created to influence the mind to do better. Now, that's a purpose. So, again, I want you to check them out online. You can go to www.mindinfluenceattitudeinc.org, and you can also make a donation to them. Come on now, people. I want you to support these groups that I support, and definitely go to my website, get my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. You will really enjoy it. And I got an email today from Chancellor Jim DeWorken, and he said he's reading my books and enjoying them. And he has a new author, well, not a new guy, but an author from Nigeria who works at the University of Purdue, and he wants me to have him on my show. And, of course, being the diligent person that I am, I'm going to have him on my show. But let me play this track. I want you to get your fingers popping. For Deborah Debs, it is 808, and we got a bunch of great music to play. Deborah Debs, Caught Up.
Come back, baby. Every day I miss you. I can't see tomorrow. Know what the weather brings. I don't know.
missed a couple of times. I'm so damn caught up. Ooh, my priest's eyes just bucked up. And he said, "Don, I'm just saying what she said on the track. I can't find nobody else. That Don McClure, I'm caught up." Oh, man. I think that song is about me. I'm telling you, I'm caught up. Woo! You know what? It's sad you love yourself so much. Oh, man. No, it's not. Not. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Man, I love the music that I play. It is 8:13, and I am having a ball on Friday, man. This is the best show on the Internet. Caught up. I can't find nobody else. Oh, man. That's with you in love, for real. She say, "I'm so damn caught up." Wow. I know my sister going to get me for that one. She going to say, "Don, you cursed on the radio." I say, I'm going to confession on Sunday. Let me play Kim. Kim got a track called Say from the album Chemistry, K-E-M-I-S-T-R-Y. He spells it with his name in it. Kim is bad. I like Kim. So we're going to slow it down so you can think about it. But again, hey, get rid of them bad thoughts. And if you made some mistakes, so what? Get over it. Go on to your new life and just enjoy life, because that's all you have. That's my favorite saying. And as I said, this segment is sponsored by Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. It was created to influence the mind to do better. I mean, that's a heck of a slogan. And did you know I wrote that? Oh, man, I am really good. I am just the cat's meow, the cat's pajamas. I think I can. Okay, all right, just play the music. Oh, man. I like this by Kim, too. I like this. This is pretty. So close your eyes. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Think of me and listen to Kim.
With all of its heartache, all its Somebody you love,
Make sure you tell them. Say, I love you, baby, 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 baby. Baby, like Kim. Oh, man. Let me play this track by Melanie Fiona. Attitude Inc. and that's a nonprofit organization. Check them out online at mindinfluenceattitudeinc.org. You can find them on the internet. Hey, this is Donis McClure. I got to play a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got one more track to play, and then I'm going to be out of here. I might even go dance the night away. You never know about me, but man, 6 a.m. in the morning, he was coming in. And who you think you're talking to? She put him in check, didn't she? Oh, man. She said, you better not be telling me that stuff. Oh, man, let me play this quick PSA because I want you to take care of your heart. And again, October is going to be a great month for us. We got a lot of new sponsors, a lot of new things going on, and you're going to enjoy it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Let me play this quick PSA.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women, and this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And that's it for me. I'm going to get ready to check up on out of here, so after I play my last track, I'll be back, and then we're going to call it a wrap. Man, I should have been a rapper. Can't I rap? What's up? What's up? Let me play this track. When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls, my favorite girls. I just love them so, love them, love them, love them. And mwah, mwah, mwah. Thanks to all my fans, friends, family. Just love all of y'all. And I just can't wait to just kiss like Usher said. Ooh, good kisser. But let me play this track by my girls, the Pussycat Dolls. It's my last track for the night. And then I'll see you next Friday. But I'll be back right after I play this track.
Let's call you sexy. What's up, sexy? And you don't care what they say. I see every time it's turning on me, screaming your name. Let's call you sexy.
What's up, sexy?
And you don't care what they say. I see every time it's turning on me,
right up on me.
Don't show.
Now I've got a confession.
Ha 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 ha.
When I was young, I wanted attention.
Ha 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 ha.
And I promised myself that I'd do anything.
Ha 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 ha.
Anything at all for them to notice me.
Ha 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 ha.
But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be named. Wanna know what your name is.
Cause see what I was younger, I would say.
When I grow up.
I'm
you're talking about a track that I just love playing at. I'm going out, shake my tutu, but in the meantime, in between time, enjoy life. That's all you have. And get rid of those addicted bad thoughts and just try to make good choices. And if you make a mistake, that's what erasers on pencils are for. Just, hey, just shake it off and go on about your business and do right. Don't become addicted to bad thoughts. Become addicted to good thoughts. This is Don S. McClure on the Don S. McClure Show. I'm signing off, and I've had a ball, ladies and gentlemen. I really have. Enjoy yourself. Good night, and I'll catch you next Friday, and we'll have a great new show coming up. Good night.